I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. And this week, Elspeth has been mulling over the annual ritual of strawberry picking, and she wrote us this essay.
Strawberry season in my family is a religious thing. We pick strawberries in late June every year, all together, no matter what. The day starts early with old t-shirts and stained shorts, and we slather on sunscreen. My mother always wears her old pink bandana cap, the one from the 70s with the pink and white tie-dye and the tiny beak of a brim. We pick up Jeannie, my mom's best friend, at the coffee shop, grab a cup, and drive out to the fields. We bring the stained green quart containers from last year. Yes, my mom saves them. And we check in with the girl under the white pop-up tent to get 5 wooden flats. We pick until our fingers are stained and our lips are red, and we're practically sick with stolen berries. But my mother makes sure we get 40 quarts at the very least to bring home. The drive home is quiet. We all know the hard work is ahead. At the kitchen counter, we lay out our haul and everyone takes their spots. My father pulls the greens from the berry heads. My sister washes. I measure. My mother pulls out the big pots for jam, the jars in a water bath on the back burner and the sugar and the berries bubbling up front. We make batches of 6 cups berries, 4 cups sugar, never more. Big batches are too risky. There's always a chance someone will get distracted, overcook, undercook, burn. We all know the signs to watch for, the sweet red liquid turning viscous and sheeting off the spoon. Test plates litter the counter. Drop a dollop on, wait a minute, see how it cools. Runny jam is acceptable. Rock hard jam is not, as my mother discovered her first summer ever making it. She thought the texture had to be like jam when the mixture was hot. We make pint after pint of jam, to last all year on toast and in peanut butter sandwiches and stirred into yogurt for dessert. But jam's not the only job. We're also putting up berries for winter, slicing them, sprinkling them with sugar, spooning them into freezer jars. We use granulated sugar, but only the tiniest bit. 1 tablespoon will release the juice from a whole gallon, maybe more. After a half hour or so of sitting, the berries are in a bright red pool of juice, intoxicating with their aroma of hot summer and ripe fruit. Then there are dishes, the washing of pot after pot. Jam sticks to the counters and the stovetop and every spoon and runs down the sides of jars. It's on our brows and in our hair, and the kitchen is unbearably hot. If we're lucky, we finish by late afternoon, in time for a swim in the bay. We peel off layers of pink-stained jean and jersey and trade them for suits and towels and pack into the car again. My mother runs back in to check that no jam is burning, that the stove has, in fact, been turned off. She rushes back out and we drive off, down to the cold, salty water of the bay. We jump in and give thanks for a good season, for another year altogether, and for the satisfaction of hard work and sweet berries on an early summer day. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
It's that time of year again in New England, and you can find out more about local pick-your-own spots. Go to our website, capeandislands.org. You'll also find Elspeth's family recipe there for strawberry jam. This local food report was edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.